How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. This is a show about pro wrestling. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard. And this week, we are going to be returning to Unstable Stables. But it has been a minute since Leonard and I have recorded, although we've been posting, some of our back episodes, some stuff that we haven't had a chance to put out there. Our Unstable Stables, I'm very excited about this today because I think, Leonard, that you've assembled a good list and a good card. So why don't you tell everybody who we're covering?
Sure. So previously on an episode, we had mentioned doing the Bloodline for an Unstable Stable. And doing that, which we will get to at some point, I also looked at some other wrestling families and looked at the Hart family. So that's who we're going to do today. We have 20 total, so 10 picks each. No women this time, as Natalya is really only the female wrestler of the family. Some of the other women, like Owen Hart's wife and Davey Boy's wife, have appeared on wrestling television, but really haven't done much. So this is, of course, not every member of the Hart family or those connected with them or the Hart Foundation or Calgary Stampede Wrestling, but it's a good representation that a lot of direct relatives and then some adjacent people who have decent careers. So Chad has the first pick because I had the first pick last time. Had to go back and look that up. And the draft board looks like this. So we have the patriarch, Stu Hart. Then we have all the sons of Stu, Brett, Owen, Bruce, Keith, Smith, Dean, and Ross. Three son-in-laws, Ben Bassarab, Jim Neidhart, Davey Boy Smith, Teddy Hart, grandson of Stu. We have Harry Smith, also known as David Hart Smith or Davey Boy Smith Jr., who's the son of Davey Boy Smith. Tyson Kidd, who's the husband of Natalya. Matt Hart, who's the son of Smith Hart. Roddy Piper, who is a cousin of the Hart family per Piper. Some people think that's a little ambiguous or maybe not correct, but Piper's always claimed that. Brian Pillman, who is a member of the Hart Foundation, WWE. And I've always thought it was kind of odd after, Owen and Pillman both kind of died tragically. I don't know if that was the link, but I always see him kind of showing up as being connected to the family where I wouldn't have really thought him having that strong connection. And then, of course, Brian's son, Pillman Jr., or Alexis King, is wrestling today. Then we have Johnny Smith, the kayfabe brother of Davey Boy Smith. And then so we could get to 20, Dynamite Kid, longtime tag partner of Davey Boy Smith and friend of the Hart family, wrestled for Calgary. So we're going to seed these guys into a card. I will have the first pick on the card, and we'll go over that card when we get there. But Chad, you get first pick, as I said. So who are you going with in the Hart family Unstable Stable?
All right. So, I think that our first picks, I think it'll be interesting to see what strategy each of us go with here. Mm-hmm. The first pick should not be any surprise, though. I'm going to go with Brett as my number one pick.
De facto number one, if you didn't take him, it would probably be the biggest upset ever in Unstable Stable history. So knowing that, who did I want? There's three names that I think you can go here. I've got a bold strategy. Let's see if it works for me, Cotton. I'm going Stu Hart.
Stu Hart. All right. So, all right, here is where it gets interesting. Yeah. So, I am going to choose Dynamite Kid.
Really? Wow, that is... I knew you were going to take him high. I didn't think I was going to get to him. But he was one that, of course, I wanted. So, as I said, there were three guys that I thought I could go with. And I'm just going to go in order as much as I think I could grab the other dude here. I'm going Owen Hart.
All right. I had considered certainly picking Owen second. But I am then going to pick Davey Boy Smith.
I almost thought about taking Davey Boy just so you couldn't put together the Bulldogs. But... already, you know what? I'm gonna concede already. I think I'm done. Well, I'm gonna take Roddy Piper.
Okay, all right. For my next pick, I am going to pick Brian Pillman, senior.
Yes, I figured that's where you were going. He would have been my next pick if you hadn't taken him. So he totally would have been my next pick. You know what? I'm gonna go. Some people may think this is an odd pick here, but I don't think it is. I'm going with Jim Neidhart.
No, I don't think that's an odd pick at all. Not shocked that he's going high. My next pick is, this is where it starts to get tougher. I think for my next pick, I'm going to go with Davey Boy Smith Jr.
He would have been my next pick. I really like DH Smith or David Hart Smith, whatever name he's going by. I saw him work once against Nick Aldis, and it was a really good match. And I talked to him for a minute and really enjoyed him. So yeah, so he would have been my next pick here. So I'm gonna go with. You know what? I'm going with Lexus King or Pillman Jr., who I've also seen live.
All right. Well, no father-son tag team for me then. All right. So
You got one you can do.
that, yes. For my next pick, I'm gonna go with Tyson Kidd.
You know, I almost took Kidd, but of course he's sort of the natural tag partner of Smith, and I didn't know what else I might do with him, so that's why I went with Lexus King. I'm gonna go with Teddy Hart.
And for my next pick, I am going to go with Bruce Hart.
I would have went with Bruce next. Bruce is usually considered after Bret and Owen, the one to go with. And I'm gonna go with Keith Hart. And he's usually like Keith and Bruce, of course, worked that one Survivor Series with their brothers. So I think they're the ones that most people know after Bret and Owen.
Right. All right. So I guess that means then that I'm going to go with Smith Hart.
Love the name. I don't think I've ever seen Smith as a first name.
Yeah, that is unusual for sure.
And kind of interesting that Smith Hart, I believe, because I think he's the oldest, was before Davy Boy Smith was in the picture. So they could have wound up with a Smith.
That's true. Yeah.
Davy Smith. I might as well just keep going down the list here. I'm gonna go with Ross Hart.
And I'll go with Dean.
I believe that is all, and I think there are more brothers than what we have on the list. I think they had like 87 children. So you went Dean. I'm gonna go. You know what? I'm gonna go with Matt Hart. I'll say it now. I was looking some stuff up about Matt right before coming on the air because I wasn't familiar with him, and it seems like he's been carving out a pretty decent career for him up in Canada.
All right. Well, because I don't know who either of these people are, so I'm just going to go with Johnny Smith.
Just to complete the Smith, the Smith. You have all the Smiths.
I do, yes, and I you're going to have to tell everybody who Ben Bassarab is.
Again, Ben Bassarab is a guy that I don't know a whole lot about. I did look up some stuff about him. He's married, of course, to one of Stu's daughters. I forget which one. But he wrestled in Calgary Stampede mostly. Worked with the brothers. I forget which one of the brothers he tagged with a lot. So yeah, I don't know a whole lot about Ben Bassarab, other than he was again a son-in-law and trained by the Harts, of course, and worked for Stampede a good bit.
He
So
could be world renowned and you don't even know it, Leonard.
he might have been the best wrestler and never leave Canada. We don't know.
All right, so that concludes it, right?
Yeah, so that is so we'll go recap the draft board here. So Chad winds up with Bret Hart, Dynamite Kid, Davey Boy Smith, Brian Pillman, D.H. Smith, Tyson Kidd, Bruce Hart, Smith Hart, Dean Hart, and Johnny Smith. And I have Stu Hart, Owen Hart, Roddy Piper, Jim Neidhart, Lexus King, Teddy Hart, Keith Hart, Ross Hart, Matt Hart, and Ben Bassarab. And take a drink anytime we say Hart or Smith.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Card time. So this is the card that we're doing. So I'll go over the matches. We have a 1-versus-1 singles, a 2-versus-2 tag, a singles match for the British Commonwealth mid-heavyweight title, a Hart Family Dungeon match, which is a 1-on-1. WWE had done that at one point. I believe it was Owen versus Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
So that's going to be in the dungeon, in the basement training center. A regular 1-versus-1 singles, a submission singles match, a tag match for the Stampede International Tag Team titles, and the main event for the Stampede North American Heavyweight title. So those are the matches. I get the first seed. The idea is here, do I throw someone out there that like a big gun and try to steal that first match? Or do I go with maybe one of my lower guys? I am going to go with I'm gonna predict I'm gonna get my ass kicked in this one. I feel like I got the bad mojo on this one. I'll throw Matt Hart. You know, he's the younger guy. He still works. You know, it feels like if you run to Hart Family Wrestling, that he would be in the opener. I'm going to do Matt Hart.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's make it interesting. Let's give Matt Hart Smith Hart. Do a little father versus son deal.
Yes.
And I think it'll be time for the father to take his son to the woodshed, Leonard.
You know, both these guys, I know a little bit more about Smith than I do about Matt. I would think that Smith might want to put his son over, you know, that would be my main argument, that Smith would want to put his son over and make his son look good in the Hart Family Wrestling show. But if barring your laughter there, I don't think that means that you're going to buy that argument. So Smith, of course, being the more experienced grappler, even though, like I said, I think Matt has put together a pretty decent career. One thing I did read, I forget what it was called, but I guess if some sort of crazy winter tour of the upper Canadian provinces, and he's like the only Hart family member to like complete the tour. So that says something about his toughness. But yeah, I mean, Smith's, the experience there, and I could see him not wanting to put his kid over as well. It's like, you're going to learn by me taking you out. So yeah, I'll give you Smith Hart.
Yeah. Well, you know, if we're talking about these guys in their prime,
yes,
that the younger Smith Hart might say, well, screw my son, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's not getting old. I think Smith is past. So it would be, you know, standard Smith Hart. So yeah. We'll go with Smith. So that's one for you. Tag match. You get to seed first.
All right. So for this tag match, you are going to get Dean Hart.
Okay.
And Johnny Smith.
Dean Hart and Johnny Smith. Okay. It didn't work for me the first round. I'm going to see if it works for me this time. I'm going with, relatively speaking, the youth movement. I'm going to give you Teddy Hart and Lexus King.
Okay. Teddy Hart and Lexus King. So I really need to brush up on my Teddy Hart stuff. I certainly know who he is. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've seen a ton of his matches, more clips, if anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Lexus King, I certainly know a lot about, you know, predominantly his AEW stint, and you know, he's still growing, still getting better, but he does certainly have talent, I would say. Mm-hmm. So Yeah, I mean, in reality, I could have put Dean Hart in championship and he would have won because he's just that good. No, I have no idea.
I was about ready to say, give me examples of how good Dean Hart
yeah,
is. Give me some really good Dean Hart matches to watch.
like where's your proof?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this was just, to try and get rid of some of these guys. So this is the tag match that they ended up in. I could have assembled. There's another tag team I could have used here, but
True.
in looking at the card, I don't know that I want to use all my guys on tag teams. So in that vein, I think that your tag team certainly has the more of notoriety. And I think would probably have better chemistry. So,
Okay. I the reason I decided to put them together when I was looking at them there is because and again, this is all relatively speaking because we're doing everyone in their prime. But again, Dean and Johnny are from a different generation. Teddy's a little older now, but from what again I know of Teddy, he was more like Luxus King is now. Again, more of the thinner, lighter guy. Faster, agility, doing some spectacular moves. So, that's kind of why I decided to put them together. So I will take that win. So,
Real quick, what do
yeah.
you prefer, Brian Pillman Jr. or Lexus King?
I'm getting used to Luxus King. I'm using that because it's less confusing than Brian Pillman Jr.
Confusing? How?
Let's get well for this, since we have Brian Pillman and Brian
Oh,
Pillman Jr.
for our purposes,
For
sure.
our purposes, that's why I'm using Luxus King because it's kind of confusing when you say Pillman. At one point, I've told you I've done the long-term fantasy booking thing. I had Brian Pillman and Brian Pillman Jr. and it was really, and I had him as a tag team. So I had to say father, son, elder, Pillman Senior, like when I was writing the matches up. So for our purposes, I was just trying to make it more clear who I was talking about. So
No, absolutely. That's
yeah, but I would say. Again, name value. We've talked about this before. If you're the son of a wrestler, grandson of a wrestler, yeah, use the name. Michael McGillicuddy was Joe Hennig, and they remind you that every single time he wrestled, then why not just call him Joe Hennig?
right, yeah.
We talked about that before, but yeah, Luxus King for our uses. So next we have the British Commonwealth Mid Heavyweight title. Which was a belt from the Stampede area, and I would kind of consider it to be like a lightweight kind of belt. So,
Right.
given that, I'm going to pull out a big gun. I'm going to give you Owen Hart.
Ooh, okay. In that case, I think I am gonna give you Bruce Hart.
Okay, you know what, Bruce? I did kind of want to say it to influence anything. I almost said it. Bruce is usually considered like the third best brother
Yeah.
after, and I think I told you, I know I've told it on the show years ago, the Jim Neidhart story where he was wrestling in West Virginia and he said, "When I come back, I'm gonna bring my tag partner Bret Hart." And I went after
Yeah,
him and said, "You're bringing Bruce, right?" And he was like, "Bruce is a good worker. I like Bruce."
yeah.
So, but again, I. Conventional wisdom here, it goes Brett, Owen, and then you could probably argue between Bruce or Keith and a couple of the others. So I definitely think this could be a really good match. I thought you might give him Dynamite Kid, and that is a heck of a match, and that would be a heck of an argument on both of our sides.
Well, it would be because, to the best of my knowledge, those guys never faced each other. And that would have, I mean, maybe they, yeah, I don't think they did.
I would have to look that up. I mean, they probably were in the same room at the same time, you would
Yeah.
think. But if they ever worked, I don't know that. But yeah, I mean, I gotta say, this is Owen. Owen beats Bruce.
Yeah, I do think that this would be a nice competitive match. I think that, I would see this going with, like how Owen won against Bret at WrestleMania 10 with like the roll up, the surprise. I mean, Bruce is the older brother, so I can see this program with Bruce, who always seemed this anyway, a little cocky, and, Owen Hart doing whatever you really want him to do. And I could see Owen stealing this you know, in maybe a quick way. And you know, yeah, there's a lot of stories that they could have done with all the brothers in a perfect universe. But yeah, I would agree that Owen Hart wins this. So that's
certainly
two for you, Leonard.
Yes, yes. And I don't know if I think I've heard this from Bruce Pritchard's podcast that Bruce Hart had pitched him being the one who would betray Brett and wrestle him at WrestleMania, considering Bruce had never worked a day for WWE until that Survivor Series match.
Yeah.
So in another world, Bruce Hart was WWE World Heavyweight Champion. So next we have the Hart Family Dungeon match. Again, this is going to be in the basement of the Hart house where they did the training. You can check out the match that was that on WrestleMania? They did the Hart Dungeon match. It was a pay-per-view, wasn't it?
It was a pay-per-view.
It was a pay-per-view at least. So you get the first seed this time. So who do you want in the Hart Family Dungeon?
All right. So looking at who I have left here, I am going to give you Brian Pillman.
Okay. I drafted this guy with the express thought of putting him in this match, and that is Jim Neidhart. Because Jim, well, you go first. I'm giving you Jim Neidhart.
So this would be an interesting match. I wonder if this would even be a clash of styles. Like, you know, like a lot of times we talk about matches in this series, Unstable Stables, we talk about how it would be, you know, oh man, this would be a good match, you know, or whatever. I don't know if this would be, specifically in the dungeon. Like anybody who has seen that match, it was just kind of, it was very odd. You know, it was fun because it was a change of pace, but like, I'm trying to picture Jim Neidhart in this, you know, atmosphere. Like, so I would pick Brian Pillman here, not just because he's my guy, but in the match that we saw in the dungeon, which was Shamrock and Owen Hart. Owen Hart, because he kind of knew the terrain more and he was a little bit lighter and was able to use what was around him and all this kind of stuff. Owen Hart ended up, you know, I think, memory serves, being the victor there. And so I would pick Brian Pillman here simply because he's a little bit quicker and I think might have more of a penchant for the submissions that were legendary, mythic even, in the dungeon. And certainly Jim Neidhart has the power advantage. But beyond that, you know, I don't know how well he would fare in this match or singles matches altogether. He was always a tag guy. So
Now, he did wrestle singles, of course. Yeah. And my idea of picking him here was, one, he's familiar with the dungeon. He trained with Stu. He was there. Pillman, to my knowledge, never trained with the Harts. So Neidhart knows the confines better. Also, being that's a very small, cramped space, Neidhart is a big dude. He's built like a tank. He's very low to the ground. Again, he does have the power advantage. I think in this type of match where Pillman doesn't have anywhere to go and can't use his speed and can't use his agility, that Neidhart is going to grab him and is going to, you know, just ground and pound him. Neidhart did have, I forget what his, he did have a submission finisher. I don't remember what it was off the top of my head now. I think it was called the Anvilizer. I think it might've been like a head vice. But my argument is kind of counter to you. I don't think that the fact that Pillman is lighter and can move more helps him given the confines.
I only cited that because of what the memory I have of Owen in the match.
Well, the Owen Shamrock's a very much of a different matchup than Pillman and Neidhart. You know, I think we've got a stalemate here because I think that you're locked into your reasoning. I'm locked into mine. You know,
well, Brian Pillman has won singles gold, if that sways you at all.
No, because this has nothing to do with a regular standard match in a ring.
That's true.
I'm calling this a draw.
All right, fair enough.
That's a draw. Maybe they go the time limit. Maybe nobody just can't get a pin. I'm calling that a draw.
Stu comes down and puts them both in submission
holds. Yes, and then Stu beats them all, and I would get the point for that. So we have a tie. So next we have a singles match. I get the first thread here, and I think I kind of booked myself into a corner. But I'm going to take my last good shot, I think, at getting a point and give you Roddy Piper.
Okay. So this is interesting that you're using Roddy Piper here. I did not expect you to use him here. And the people that I have left, it doesn't really make sense for me to give him any of my top guys, obviously.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to give him Harry Smith.
Okay.
And my reasoning here, what reasoning I would have in a situation like this, obviously Roddy Piper is a legend, is that Harry Smith is the more powerful of the two, and I think could have his way with Roddy Piper to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about possibly Piper for the dungeon match. Harry Smith, like I told you, I think he's a really good wrestler. I think he's probably very underrated, and I really enjoyed what I've seen out of him. However, you know, Roddy Piper was in the all-time great legends. He worked well with Brett the times that he did. I think this is definitely maybe one of those types of matches. Piper's definitely playing heel. I think maybe Harry gets an advantage early, but Piper cheats. He does the eye poke. He comes back. I just think the experience, the veteranness of Piper, his just prowess in the ring. I mean, he was never considered a ring general, but he was good. He could do a lot of stuff in the ring. So I think just on name value alone, this is Piper.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably fair to say. I mean, you know, it's a straight up singles match, and although Harry Smith was, you know, very solid, as you said, it is Roddy Piper. So, and if you're talking about prime Roddy Piper, it's kind mm-hmm. of hard to argue against that. So.
Right. Okay. So next we have our submission match, because usually we do a hardcore, but being the Hart family, I figure a submission made more sense. You seed first.
You have Tyson Kidd here.
Okay. And you have Ben Bassarab. I was trying to look up real quick if he had like a submission finisher, and I couldn't really find a list of his moves.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tyson Kidd, I think, is, you know, a little underrated. I think mm-hmm. that he kind of got a raw deal for various reasons. And, you know, he's still around. I think he trains.
Yeah. I think he still occasionally works, but he has worked as a trainer as well.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that he's just easily the better choice here. You know, as versed as I am on Ben Bassarab,
right,
I would have to say that Tyson Kidd would get the upper hand here simply because he's made it to the big time.
True. I should have looked up more Ben Bassarab, but I don't think that would help me anyway. Okay, so his finishers were a flying body press and a running power slam, which has not helped me in a submission match at all. Kidd probably, I would assume Tyson Kidd does a sharpshooter, I would assume.
I'm sure he had a submission of some kind. It was
yes.
probably.
So,
I feel like they made every Hart connection do the sharpshooter to
right. I'm just quickly looking here. Apparently at some point Bassarab lost a match to Brutus Beefcake, so yeah, Tyson Kidd can have this.
You were looking just to make sure he didn't have some secret win over
like he beat Hulk Hogan and by count out and like the Maritimes because he owed the Hearts a favor or something. You never know. So, okay, so Tyson Kidd gets that there. I think we can both agree, show stealer, Right there. Tyson Kidd versus Ben Bassarab.
Absolutely. That's why we put it in that spot.
All right. So I have booked myself into a corner because you are getting Keith and Ross for Keith the Stampede Ross. International Tag Team titles. And I know what I'm getting.
Yeah, you are getting the British Bulldogs of Davey Boy Smith and Dynamite Kid. And yeah, I remember the Survivor Series match with the Hearts in it. And, you know, Brett was obviously the general of that match. But, I mean, if Dynamite Kid and Davey Boy Smith are in this match, they are having their way with these Hart brothers. And Dynamite Kid hated everyone. So, like, I mean, if you, like, if you watch the clip of Mick Foley talking about his debut when he was Jack Foley.
Yes, and I've seen that match.
Yeah, the first hit that he took was a clothesline from Dynamite Kid, who, like, legit, if you were a rookie, it was trying to take your head off. So, I mean, the British Bulldogs were a great tag team. They really, really were. And, you know, obviously Dynamite Kid had his issues behind the scenes, but when it came to being in that ring, he was a show stealer almost all the time. And these two guys were really great together. We didn't talk about this, but, you know, you could have Natalya in your corner, Leonard, if I can have Matilda in the case of this match.
You know what? You know, deal.
I say that because it won't make any bit of difference.
No, it will not make any bit of difference. I think Natty would just go play with Matilda.
That's now I'm picturing that in my head.
Yeah, like she's petting, you know, maybe she's got some treats in her pocket, you know.
Yeah. Hey.
She would definitely play with Matilda. Yeah, I mean, I kind of was looking ahead. And I was like, once you got both Davey Boy and Dynamite Kid, my original strategy was to prevent you from doing that. But you drafted Kid way earlier than I thought you were going to, and I kind of forgot that was a strategy to split them up. I knew I wasn't winning that match no matter who I threw against you.
Right.
So the only possible might have been Brett and Owen. But then, you know.
That's true. Like, you know. I will say this, though, our card in terms of quality is really all over the map. Like,
it kind of is. It kind of is not the match that we the card that we thought it might be, because I'm sure people are like, you guys are idiots.
Yeah, like if Stu was putting this card on, like he would have had to been frustrated to the point where he's like, you know what? I'm just going to have to put myself in the main event.
Funny you should say that.
Yeah.
And of course they win here, so we're tied at 3-3 with the one draw. So the main event for the Stampede North American Heavyweight title is Stu Hart versus Bret Hart.
Yeah, so this is, gosh, this would be interesting, because, you know, I'm sure if you got Bret to be a guest on our show, and we've had to tell him no many times. But
yeah, he keeps calling. He calls me at like 3 a.m. He's a 10-minute voicemail. I mean, I put my phone on do not disturb because of that.
Well, you have to. I feel like if he were here, he would probably talk about how tough his father was.
Yeah.
And all that. And obviously all that is true. Here is the difference. Now, if this were a submission match, my answer would be very quick and abrupt, and, you know, I wouldn't have a leg to stand on, really. But this is a straight up regular match, and in terms of submission holds, Stu is the master. Obviously, we've heard the stories of people screaming and from the dungeon and all that. But in terms of all around wrestling, I think that Brett on his own has the upper hand, because, you know, Brett is, despite his, you know, grumpiness and sourness as an old man, is one of the best. And anytime I go back and watch one of his matches, I'm hard pressed to think of a better in-ring storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
Really, truly. Like, there's Ric Flair's and Hogan's and all those people, like, that are bigger draws or whatever. But in terms of in-ring storytelling, Bret Hart was probably the best. So based on that, I would go with Brett. However, if you want to add to that, you made this argument earlier with Smith Hart, and I would make it here that if Stu were putting himself in the main event, I don't think there's any way he'd not want to put over his son. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, so what you're telling me is I probably should have put Stu Hart in the submission match against Tyson Kidd and Ben Bassarab in the main event.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea. Because you know what? It might have tally would have been swayed for sure.
Yeah, I would win this 4-3. Man, if hindsight 2020, as they say it is. Yeah, I mean, again, that was my strategy because, again, Brett has put over Owen and he's put over Davey Boy. And so one argument on my side would be the fact that he will put over family.
Oh, yeah.
He's not against putting over family. So, but he had done that. Again, with Stu, I figured, you know, he's going to feel bad about putting his dad over. His dad putting him over, that I think he would want to lose to his dad, that he would have the respect to want to lose to his dad. Stu would probably be fine with that, I think, from what we know of Stu. Yes, I'll take the win. So I think if this was a Calgary Stampede show, a Hart family show, Stu's booking, I think Stu wins, or maybe if Brett does win, he turns heel on his dad. He cheats in some manner.
That would be hilarious.
It would not be clean, I don't think. But the arguments that you do make is overall. So we're saying in a perfect world, we're saying in a fictional perfect world, in a show that maybe we're booking or a neutral party is booking, Brett would go over. Again, I think this is going to be very old school. I think it's going to be very traditional. I think it's going to be very mat-based. I think it's going to be very submission-based. I think Stu's going to bust out a bunch of submission holds. But I think, you know, Brett, he says, a superior storyteller. I think he's going to sell well. And he's going to use his speed. He's going to use his youth, even against a young Stu, if that's the scenario we're saying. Brett, of course, Stu, I would say, was stronger, but Brett, faster, more agile. Again, has a different move set, a more modern move set. Sharpshooter's a great submission hold. While I think there's an extremely strong argument to make for Stu Hart to go over, I knew I was losing this from the start, and that's kind of why I seeded some of the earlier stuff the way I did. But now I wish I would have put Stu in the submission and gave you Ben Bassarab in the main event and sent everybody home disappointed.
Yeah, that way, what a weird card that would have been. No, you make a good argument, though, in favor of Stu. And, you know, that'd be an interesting question to ask Brett. You know, obviously he trained with his father from an early age and his father probably always got the upper hand, but was mm-hmm. there ever a moment when he got into his peak, you know, that, you know, he would get the upper hand on his father? Did that ever happen? Because the amount of times that those two probably horsed around in the dungeon are sure. probably endless, right? You know, right. So, you know, those are obviously, you know, family memories that, you know, Brett still has, but, yeah, I mean, you know, I think in this case you want to send fans home happy, and you know, I suppose the easy thing to do would be have Brett win clean and hold up his dad's hand, and you know,
right then, and they hug it out, then it's a mutual respect kind of thing. That's probably where it would be.
Your idea of him turning heel on his dad would have been hilarious. Like, I can see. Like, you know, his mom in the front row, as she always was, you know, getting upset or something.
Yeah. He kicks his leg out from under his leg. He pulls an Owen on him.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was fun. And that did not go the way I thought it was going to go.
Well, I got pretty scared early on because I realized that, crap, you know, like, I have these tag teams, but there's a lot more matches on here and I'm getting beaten because of like all these mismatches that are early on in the card.
That became my strategy. Cause I knew when we got to the top of the card, I was pretty screwed.
Well, no, that was fun. And
so you win 4-3 with the one draw.
All right. And I think that that puts us overall tie again. I'd have to go back and count them all.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, we'll have to check out some of the matches of some of these more unknown guys.
Maybe we can do a spotlight on Ben Bassarab.
We could do that, absolutely. And I will definitely see, although I'm 90% sure that this didn't happen, Owen versus Dynamite, because I feel like we would have heard about that by now.
Yeah, some even if the footage didn't exist, people would have talked about it. So, who
So
knows?
yeah, this was a lot of fun. Let us know what you thought of our picks and who we thought would win these matches, if you agree or disagree. Perhaps, well, I know there are people out there that probably are more well versed in the Hart brothers and family than we
Yes.
might be. But let us know what you think. Check out our other video segment, Surgery, Random Match Reviews, Stupid Questions. We're available wherever you listen to podcasts as well. And please hit the like button on this video and subscribe to our content. For Leonard, my name is Chad, and we will see you next time.